10 past 8.
GTD. I'm Gregory Berg. First of all, it's always a great day on the morning show when we can sit opposite Amy Grile, who is executive director of the Kenosha overall in our community and certainly in the lives of all kinds of different people. And the important mission of the Kenosha Community Foundation, but also to talk about a really exciting partnership between the Kenosha Community Foundation and the Kenosha Visiting Nurses Association, a very well-known organization here in the community, in the lives of various people. And joining us via the telephone is Linda Scott, who is serving as CEO of the AVNK. And we're going to be talking about a new grant program that is going to be designed to help organizations and agencies that are helping to serve seniors, homebound individuals, and so on in our community. So it's a lot of exciting things we're going to be covering today. So Amy Grile, Alex Burse, Linda Scott, we welcome all three of you to the morning show.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here. And Linda Scott, are you still with us? Guys, the mission and reason for the existence of the Kenosha Community Foundation and your responsibilities as its executive director.
Great. Happy to do so. So I am serving currently over 2 years now as the executive director of the Kenosha Community Foundation, as Greg said. Our mission is to lead, serve, and collaborate with donors to create enduring philanthropy. What does that mean, right? I love the word enduring because that is home with their financial resources. Mm. So it's a
leave this earth knowing that they have left behind them a legacy that will go on doing good even after they're no longer here to be a direct part of that, that they will live on in a sense.
Correct. And that's the nature of an endowment that is in perpetuity. So we can give grants, and we'll be discussing that today out of a fund.
And that, in a sense, this parallel organization known as AVNK and then a whole series of grant possibilities that are so very, very exciting. But Amy, let's hear from you into the conversation.
Great, thanks. So starting back in 1997, so we're talking almost 30 years, the Kenosha Community Foundation formalized a partnership, if you will, with the Kenosha Visiting Nurses Association, which meant that it's a reserved fund. We invest it as part of our pool, but it's not our money. It resides in it's the property of the organization itself, but it provides a place that people can invest, and then for a rainy day or for however those resources are needed, they're entitled to reach in and use the endowment fund that we host. So technically it would be like a quasi endowment for whatever that matters. It was never our money as a organizational fund, but now as we talk about this, it changes the nature of the endowment as we get into our conversation and kind of talk about the differences that this grant program now is going to be able to make local.
Are both involved in what I've been calling a kind of a parallel organization to the Kenosha Visitors Nurses Association, the KVNA, the AVNK, which has, in a sense, a related, but just your own participation in the Kenosha Visiting Nurses Association, and then specifically what you are doing now.
Sure. So I'd be pharmacy here, and so I love
the small town local organization feel that our organization and KVNA had, and we've been partners long term and taking care of patients in the community. So I was it was an honor to join the board, and so I did serve on the KVNA board as a board member and then board chair, and then. The board kind of decided a couple years ago that it was best for us to start looking for a partner with more resources. Home health specifically, we decided that it was no longer financially feasible or responsible to continue, operating as an independent, even though we would have wanted to do that. We decided that it would be best to find a bigger partner with more resources to pass that along to. So that's what we did. So KVNA is still operating. But our board is independent of those operations. And so now we have, leftover assets and resources from operating KVNA. And so we've renamed that ANVK. And so our mission now, instead of taking care of patients in the community, will be to use those financial resources to support the similar population in the community.
Very good. And before we move on to new to the community or maybe just unfamiliar with the Kenosha Visiting Nurses Association, for you to just say a quick word about
take care of patients. That took a lot of the stress off of both caretakers in the home and also physicians who probably were very burdened at the time. So visiting nurses filled that public health gap. And so KVNA was kind of born out of that model and has operated with that mission, obviously in varying degrees based on technology and legislation and all those things that change healthcare. But, for the last 100 years, KVNA has and continued to take care of patients in the community.
Right. Very good. Linda Scott, who's joining us via tele, said that probably the best way to summarize your role with AVNK is that you are, in a sense, operating as their CEO. Is that a decent way to summarize your responsibilities?
That is. I actually joined the organization in right at the time, as Alex was saying, the board is examining, the state of home health care and what the future looked like, and looking at bringing a partner in who could make long-term commitments to the community as a home health care service delivery organization. And we accomplished that in 2022 and KVNA. And our mission that we've reorganized around is the same in serving elderly, disabled, homebound in way with Kenosha Community Foundation is this grant program that Amy's introducing.
Hmm. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Thank you for the great summary. Amy Grile, maybe you could just say a word about why an organization like the ANV.
Located in Kenosha, and we have a team here to oversee grant making, which essentially would mean that we solicit applications. We conduct all of the screening through our volunteers of applications for grants, and then we would issue the grant awards.
And then you get into the thick of it, and you realize that this is really a complicated business, especially if you're committed to the idea of doing it right.
Correct. And fortunately, we have already such a grant-making kind of legacy in the community that we have a lot of relationships with a lot of nonprofits already that would be delivering services aligned with the focus of ANVK. So it's not like having to recreate the wheel and not know. So I'm really excited about it, not only because it's sort of like a new, a rebirth of sorts of a partnership, but that we can put in action the goodwill and the resources that people had brought to KVNA over all these years, that we can continue a legacy of giving and kind of renew a spirit of just community service. And it's interesting because, excuse me, some of the donors that came to KVNA and some of the leadership at KVNA, they actually are already involved with our foundation. Hmm. So you see that there's some alignment in the visionaries that have existed in the Kenosha community across our two organizations. And I mean, it's just an
of taking care of people, potentially use it for to directly support the mission in the future.
Do you do with ANBK? And then particularly, what role do you play now in this new partnership with the Kenosha Community Foundation?
So my role has been focused to this point in managing and running the operations, working with the board and facilitating the sale of the operating assets, and now the reorganization of ourselves into our new identity of ANBK, and finalizing our mission and beginning this significantly. And that's part of the power of the foundation, is they can put our money and your money and their money together as a
outcomes. And then, you know, there's obviously other things that come up with an organization, but we just tried to make sure that the boat was heading in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And kind of supervised the CEO that was in place at whatever time we're talking about. And so this was a volunteer commitment
for the contribution that the Kenosha Community Foundation makes to all of this. I mean, otherwise, many of the things they're trying to take care of, you and your fellow board members would be trying to take care of.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's no way that we'd be
just talking about in terms of kind of sorting out.
A really great question, because in real time, you know, yesterday I was speaking to Linda for a period about the grant making process, because interestingly, on Monday, our field of interest funds are actually opening for applications. So we have this new fund rolled into our other maximum grant award. Would we try to limit it, you know, $5,000, $10,000, or do we take the whole, you know, distribution?
I think that what Amy mentioned is that we want the applicants, really, the people who might deliver services through our funds, to make some suggestions about what they're able to do. Our board over long term, and a lot, and as Amy mentioned, through things that are not currently covered through current health insurance or other, also not good at or skilled at doing those things, but others are. Hmm. So this, again, is the partnership. It's Kenosha Community Foundation and Amy are going to manage the money and the process to get the level. So why don't you guys take a look? And that's why this first round of funding is going to be really interesting. We know generally how it's going to go into service in the community, but we're waiting for our nonprofit organizations to tell us exactly how. Hmm. And then that committee, and we've got the opportunity to make adjustments over the lifetime of the endowment, because remember, this is in perpetuity.
Hmm. So, Amy, who and what and how
organizations may already receive grants from us. So we'd love to hear, you know, how this is different and will add a richness or possibly complement what is already. Find out what are some synergies, and ideally, we're just going to kind of throw open our
of some important organizations in the community. It's been great talking to you about it today.
Great to have you. Linda Scott, CEO for ANBK. Thank you for being part of the morning show today. It was great to have you.
Thank you.
Bye, Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Again, you've been a part of Kenosha Visiting Nurses Association and now ABNK. But first and foremost, you're a pharmacist. Could you just say a quick word about what drew you into this really interesting field?
Sure. Yeah. So I grew up around it. My dad was a pharmacist and bought Good Value Pharmacy in 2000 after managing it for a couple of years for the former owner. And so I was a kid at the time, and so I grew up around the pharmacy. And I ultimately went to college and decided to pursue pharmacy. So I got my doctorate in pharmacy from UW-Madison and then moved back to Kenosha to be a pharmacy manager for one of the stores when in 2012. And then a couple years later, my father passed away and unexpectedly. And so my brother and I were the only family members that were pharmacists. So, you know, I took over, you know, the leadership of the company, and my brother Phil ended up deciding to be a doctor. So, so my mother is still the owner of Good Value Pharmacies, and some of the services that we develop at the pharmacy are really dialed into those needs. So one classic example is our free delivery service. Sometimes people need a prescription, access to a bus doesn't work for them for whatever reason. You know, that need is met by our free delivery service. And so
the foundation is independent from anything else. And, you know, to hear good pharmacy, you guys are independent. Like, let's hang in there.
About four of
doing really interesting and value-added work. $1 million goal in cash and pledges, submitting everything to the Jeffress Foundation and made this investment in Kenosha. It's just a beautiful story as well and really demonstrates the breadth of the sorts of things that the Kenosha Community Foundation involves itself with. I mean, charitable causes are very broad and diverse, and because we are a community foundation, we can really tread into many spaces. It's just so cool.
You aren't aware, this is a restoration of a beautiful ceremonial courtroom in the courthouse that in, I think, the 1970s got kind of plastered over in haste, and all kinds of incredibly beautiful artwork and details were completely obscured. And this restoration process allows,
you know, our donors' interest in ensuring higher ed access and, you know, higher ed brothers who really, really did such a beautiful farmers in those communities that are right here in Kenosha County. So that's a little bit of what I explore through the report to the community.
And if people want to see that, what's the best way for them to access it?
Absolutely. Our website is the best place to find the report, and you can certainly request one from our office, because you're going to want a printed copy because it's really lovely. It features all of our updated branding, and I'm just like so proud of the piece that Leslie and I were able to kind of provide to the community.
Very good. We hope people will seek that out. Amy Grile, Executive Director of the Kenosha Community Foundation, it's always great to speak with you and about the good work that you and your colleagues are doing, and we look forward to future visits to the morning show.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Gregory, the Kenosha Public Library. Today is going to be a mostly cloudy day, quite warm, a 50% chance of afternoon rain, and today's high 85 degrees, cooler near the lake. Rain is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is WGTD-HD, Kenosha Racine, Elkhorn and Lake Geneva, NPR News and classical music on your gateway to public radio.